Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorch, and I am your host today. And my guests today, two lovely young ladies, Sophie Lily and Nadia Boker. Welcome, girls.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having us. It's really exciting.
It's really exciting. Yes. It is exciting to have you. You're both in high school. Now, Sophie, what year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
Mm-hmm.
And Nadia, what year are you?
A junior.
Junior. And you both have something in common. You both are homeschooled.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about homeschooling. Now, you've been, Sophie, how long have you been homeschooled?
4 years.
4 years?
5 years. Since eighth grade. So probably 5 years.
So what happened? How come you went through eighth grade and then all of a sudden you decided to get homeschooled?
Well, the end of seventh grade, COVID hit. It was a lot of stress. And my mom had kind of been thinking about it. Me and my younger brother, we both have really bad ADHD. So it was just better to have that flexibility. And then whenever COVID hit, it gave us like the perfect excuse to get out.
I see. And so your mom is your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Is you have any other brothers or sisters that are homeschooled as well?
Yes, two.
Two? What? Who are they?
Wyatt and Emmett. They are both my younger brothers and a thorn in my side.
Okay. Now, Nadia, you are homeschooled as well. How long have you been homeschooled?
Since second grade.
Since second
grade. However long that is.
Okay. That's a long time. And your mother homeschools you as well?
Yes.
Yes. Any brothers or sisters?
I have a younger sister.
And she's homeschooled?
Yes. She's been homeschooled her entire life that she's gone to school.
Okay. Now, Nadia, you are blind.
Yes.
And you have been blind for how long?
Basically my whole life. My parents found out about it the summer I turned two, and we've just been figuring that out ever since. I don't have an official diagnosis, but vision has changed and different things have happened. And so, yeah, it's been the majority of my life that we've known about it.
So, but you did go to public school.
I did.
And how did that go down?
Well, I went to Evangelical in Godfrey for pre-K, kindergarten, and first, and I was receiving some help from, I don't even know where, I think someplace in Alton, maybe. I'm not sure, but then it came about in my first grade year that they realized they weren't supposed to be giving me, like, the extra help that I was needing. They were giving me, I think, like, large print books and different things, and so, like, they weren't apparently allowed to do that, and so there was just, like, some complications with that, and my mom just decided, like, to see what would happen if she started homeschooling me. So that's been since then.
What's some of your favorite subjects?
I love history and anything that has to do with, like, reading and writing. Those are probably my favorites.
So do you use Braille? Are your books in Braille?
I do know how to read Braille. It's not my favorite. When I listen to books or do, like, any sort of, like, when I do have to read, it's on my iPad.
Uh-huh, on your audio?
Yes, and I can zoom in on my iPad, but I do read Braille. That's part of my school. I have a book that I've been working my way through for a couple of years.
Now, Sophie, what are some of your favorite subjects?
Oh, I love reading. That's definitely one of my favorites. Science sometimes, depends what I'm doing. I also love gym.
Yeah. So what do you like about, so you love gym. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so what do you do at gym class?
Well, I go to the gym.
Go to the gym. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Or, like, I don't know. I live on a farm, so we'll just go, like, run around with all the animals out there. It sounds silly, but it's fun.
Okay. Do you both feel like homeschooling is a better education than going to a public or a private school? Yes. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, definitely.
Sophie, why do you feel that way?
Well, you get, like, the one-on-one aspect, whereas in a public school, it's, like, 25 kids to one teacher, so it's harder for mm-hmm. them to all get, like, the same amount of knowledge, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, like, if I'm struggling with something, then I, like, can sit down with my mom and we can both figure it out together, or, like, she can teach me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's same with you, Nadia?
Yes, definitely. And I feel like we can pick, like, kind of what we want to learn. At least I know Sophia's younger brothers are doing the same, like, kind of curriculum that my sister and I do. And you can pick, like, what you want to learn about. And, like, right now, my sister and I are working our way through, like, a human body unit. And so, like, we get to learn stuff about that, and we get to, like, take breaks as we read and talk about different things. And it's not like we don't have a set schedule. So if we take longer reading a lesson one day than we do the next day, it's not that big of a deal. Just it depends on what we want to talk about and what interests us.
I suppose I don't know that much about homeschooling, but I like it. I think it's good. You mm-hmm. know,
yes.
do your parents, do they like purchase a curriculum for you and then they just follow the curriculum?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like my younger brothers, they do something called Gather Round Homeschool, and my mom orders it online, and then she gets the file, and then she prints it all out, and she kind of goes at what she feels is their best pace through all that. I do online school, so she pays, I think it's a fee every month, but I get to watch videos, and I have all that online. So yeah, she purchases it, and then she kind of makes it to where it's like our own pace.
How about you, Nadia?
We do the same Gather Round Homeschool. Okay. And my sister has her stuff printed out, but then my stuff is all on my iPad. And so we work through that with my mom. She reads the lessons, and then we go over what we have to do that day for, like, what our pages have instruction-wise. And then my sister and I kind of just go off and do it on our own.
Now, does your mom, like, if you wake up one day and you go, "Mom, I'm not going to school today," do you get away with that or not?
No.
No, she don't let you?
Nope.
What if you're sick? You get off on that or no?
Unfortunately, in my house, it's not that way unless you're like dying of a fever, yeah, or like, you know, something like that. But if we woke up with a cold and we don't feel good, then like, I will admit, like, I just absolutely like died once and I was just sleeping the whole day. And she didn't know. She walked into my room and she was like, "Oh, she's asleep. Guess she's not doing school today." But usually she's like, "No, you still need to do school. You can take an easier school day."
Yeah.
But you still need to be doing school.
I see. Just kind of like you got to go to work regardless.
Yeah.
Got to go to work. Now, so the pros of being homeschooled is the flexibility and the ability to concentrate in areas that you want to concentrate in. But
yes,
you have to learn, you got to do the basics, right? You know,
yeah,
the math, yes, the science, English, mm-hmm, et cetera. So you cover all the,
yeah,
all those.
Mm-hmm.
But you love the flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. But how about the part where, you know, you're not going to school in that community of students your age? Is that, what about that? Do you miss that?
Sometimes. But there are things that homeschoolers can do. They're called co-ops, and you basically get together with a bunch of other homeschoolers. So, like, mine is in Edwardsville, and it's at a huge church. We get together with a ton of other homeschoolers. I'm actually going to have a graduation ceremony because of that, which I was very glad. But there's, I think, probably, like, 15 other seniors with me, and juniors, and, like, you know, sophomores, freshmen. So I kind of still get to hang out with people my age from that aspect. And then obviously, like, we got to take the Jersey County CEO program, so that was also lovely, mm-hmm, because we got to hang out with them as well.
Yeah. And you're both in the CEO program.
Yes.
Now how about you, Nadia, as far as missing the community of other students? How do you cope with that?
I am not part of a co-op, but there are actually a lot of other homeschoolers in my church. And whenever we first started, there weren't really, but they're like, I even have some cousins who are homeschooled, and I don't go to a co-op, but I go to a Bible study, and there's a homeschool program there. So we go there every Thursday, and I'll like hang out with kids there. Actually, a lot of them are from my church, so like I get to hang out with them multiple times a week. But then, like, Sophia and I, we met, my grandma knew her from the middle school, and I was going through kind of a rough time, and she's like, "You know, I feel like Sophia Lilley would be a good friend." And so we met for lunch one day, and it was just it's nice having another like homeschooled friend because we can, I mean,
we went prom dress shopping at 10 a.m. last week.
Yes.
Public schoolers yeah. can't do that. It's fun.
We can do like, I mean, it really has been fun, like, especially since I can't drive and she can drive. It's nice that like we can kind of do whatever we want. I mean, obviously we still have to do school.
Yeah.
But it's like we can hurry up and get done with our school and then go hang out while public schoolers are still in school for a couple hours.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Sophie Lyle and Nadia Boker with me in studio, and we're talking about homeschooling. I have to share one thing with you. You guys came in last week with the CEO class, mm-hmm. and I saw you two come in mm-hmm. into the studio, right? And Sophie, you were helping Nadia because Nadia's blind, mm-hmm. you know, and helping her through the door.
Yeah.
Hey, watch that step.
Yep.
Got her in here. Help. Well, we get you seated. And it was so sweet. And so genuine, you know? I mean, you just, like you two, you can just see you both love each other, you know? I mean, it's just a very nice. I really enjoyed watching you two together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do know that there's this bill that's Illinois, all right? Here comes Illinois. They say they got a law that they're wanting to pass, the HB 2827 law, mm-hmm. which... is going to put some limits and laws and et cetera, some criteria on homeschooling. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me your opinions.
Well, I mean, for right now, Illinois is one of the most like kind of hands-off states when it comes to homeschooling. And homeschools are considered private schools within the state of Illinois. And so now, from what I understand of it, they will be kind of like you, almost like forcing you to check in with your school district and like making sure that the kids are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And we haven't had any of this prior. Because there wasn't that many. Is there too many homeschoolers? Is that it?
There's a lot of homeschoolers since the pandemic. Yeah. There are a ton of them now.
And they're having success doing it, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Both the parents and the children / students seem to be enjoying homeschooling.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think? You think it'll get passed or not? And if it does, how will you cope with it?
I think it will.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've seen Illinois do is kind of just pass things. But I'm graduating, so I won't have to deal with that. My younger brothers will. So it's a little worrisome in that way just because we're both Christians, so we do faith-based homeschool.
Yes.
And I feel like it might kind of turn into something that'll be like, oh, you have to do it. From this viewpoint, you can't do this. I feel like that's kind of how it's going to end up, which is a little upsetting. But I'm just hoping that it doesn't get passed.
But the one thing, if I understand it correctly, you'll be answering to the local public school, right?
Yes.
So that should be versus answering to somebody from Springfield. You're going to be answering somebody from Jersey County. You know, to make sure that you get all your stuff done that you're mm-hmm. supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how do you I guess through this program, how do you progress from like being from eighth grade to freshman to sophomore to junior to senior? Do you have tests that you have to take or what is it? How's that go?
Well, it's kind of just like public school, you know. We have our specific curriculum that we follow, and we do that all throughout the year. We have unit tests. Like, I just finished government, and I had to take, like, an overall exam. And once you finish those things, since mine's online, it just automatically has my transcripts for my mom. But, like... In my brother's case, she has to keep those transcripts. She has to keep up on what they need to get done in order to graduate. So this whole time, my mom has had like a list written out, like you need to do this class in order to graduate and get into college, stuff like that. So she keeps tabs on us, really since we've started, and we have transcripts each year, I think, or something around that.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you take the ACT test, et cetera?
I did, yes. I took it at Civic Memorial in Bethalto. They host homeschoolers to take it along with their students. So that was nice. It was not my favorite thing to do, but...
is it, I should say, homeschoolers versus public school on ACT tests? Is there a big difference? Are they close to the same? Or
I think it just depends on the student.
Yeah.
I struggle a little bit more. So I was not very good. But I know of some homeschoolers who do great and have great test results. One of my best friends, her older brother was like in the 30s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I also know, public schoolers who have that. But I think it really just depends on how well the person is at taking tests as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you, of course, we know that you're both in the CEO class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here, how'd that come about? Go ahead, Nadia.
Yeah. Well, I post on social media and about being blind. So Liz Dugan, the facilitator of Jersey County CEO, had been following me on there, and she helps out and like is a big part of the Restore Network, which Sophia's family also helps out with. It's like a foster care kind of thing. And so Sophia and her family knew Liz from that. And it was random one day. I think Sophia and I were on the phone and she was like, oh, I meant to tell you, Liz Dugan, like she wants us to be part of the CEO class. I'm like, what is that? I've never, ever heard of it. So I talked to my mom. Sophia's mom talked to my mom and kind of was like, I'm so sorry, I forgot about this. Like Liz wants the girls to do this class. They've never had homeschoolers before. And so it was just like a, Liz wanted homeschoolers, and so it's me, Sophia, and then another kid that we know, Ian. He is also homeschooled, and so we're the three homeschoolers in the CEO class this year. But it was kind of like Liz all kind of knew us personally or in some way, and she wanted homeschoolers to be a part of it.
So what did you guys experience? Okay, you've been in homeschooling for a while. Now you go to a CEO class, and you're with all these other kids, well, at least 12 mm-hmm. others, anything happened that you unexpected or just tell me about that experience?
I think it was definitely weird at first.
It was.
I remembered a lot of them from whenever I was still in public school. And so it was different because like they didn't remember me since I was the one that left. So uh-huh. It was different in that way just because like I was like, oh, yeah, like I remember this person. But it was also different because we had to start, getting up early and doing stuff like that. We're not used to that.
Ah, okay. So just besides getting up early, did you like it? Do you enjoy the CEO class?
Yes. I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Oh my gosh.
There's too many things.
Well, just give me a couple.
You go first.
I would just say the experience. I mean, I went back and forth about taking the class or not, and I'm so glad I did because like not only have I learned so much about like even people that I know, like business owners that I know personally, like I had no idea like what went on with their business or what went on with a certain kind of business that someone owns, and also just like getting to hang out with the people, like I love all of the kids in the class, and it's been just so fun kind of just like getting to know each other through this whole year.
Does it make you want to go back to public school?
No.
No?
I think it's nice to have that time in the morning, and but it's nice whenever I can go home and I can do my school on my own time.
How about you, Sophie?
At times, but I know that like if I was still in public school, I probably wouldn't be here at this point just because of like I would have been struggling with other school subjects that I wouldn't have been able to apply.
Well, what were some things that you really enjoy about the CEO class? What have you taken home?
Definitely, I think just going to different businesses and learning. I love going to the farm businesses.
Oh.
I love that kind of stuff. And I also just really love all the people in the class. Like, it's been so great reconnecting mm-hmm. with them and just getting to know them more and getting to meet new people that I hadn't known before. But it's just been really great in, like, that aspect as well.
So what is your business you're doing?
I wrote a faith-based children's book called There Is a Verse for That. And it's kind of helping kids handle big emotions in a more godly way.
How about you, Nadia? What was your business, or what is your business?
I am expanding on my social media, Seeing It My Way, and I'm adding merch items that incorporate Braille and represent it in some way.
I see. Now, I understand. Now, we're running, kind of getting close on time here, but I understand you're both musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play together much?
Sometimes.
We've attempted. We mostly just like sing together.
Yeah, we sing together all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Not like professionally.
No, not
but like in the car we will.
Oh, you know what we're going to do? And what instruments do you play?
I play piano, guitar, and ukulele.
I play guitar and ukulele.
All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do, you happen to have brought your musical instruments today. We appreciate that. And we're going to record some songs.
Yeah.
And we're also going to play these songs on our local vocal night, which is on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. So this will be fun. And thank you so much for coming in today. I really enjoyed both of you. So you take care, and we'll see you around.
Thank you.